WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Calm Within. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and let me tell you, today's topic is a game changer for anyone who's ever felt like their relationships could use a little, improvement. We're diving deep into the art of mindful communication. Ever feel like you're talking to a brick wall? Or maybe you've said something that came out all wrong, leaving everyone feeling awkward and misunderstood. Yeah, me too. But the good news is there are practical, actionable ways to upgrade your communication game and build stronger, more fulfilling relationships with the people who matter most. Think about it. Better communication equals less stress, more understanding, and deeper connections. Who wouldn't want that, right? Alright, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will totally transform how you communicate from now on. First up, active listening is your secret weapon. I know, it sounds basic. But are you really listening when someone's talking to you, or are you just waiting for your turn to speak? Mindful communication means being fully present in the conversation, paying attention not just to their words but also their body language and tone of voice. It's about showing genuine interest and empathy, letting them know you hear and understand them. Think of it like this. Active listening is like giving someone a high five with your ears. Next up, think before you speak. I'm not saying become a social media influencer who overthinks every poster that can be fun to. But seriously, take a moment to consider your words before you blurt them out. Is what you're about to say kind? Helpful? Necessary? Would you want to hear it said to you? If the answer is no, then maybe rephrase it or hold back altogether. Third, a statement is your best friend. You know those sentences that start with you always, bore you never? Yeah, avoid those like the plague. They sound accusatory and put people on the defensive. Instead, try using a statement to express your feelings and needs. For example, instead of saying you're making me angry, try saying I feel frustrated when this happens. See the difference? It's all about owning your emotions and communicating them in a way that invites understanding, not conflict. Now, let's talk about nonverbal communication. You know those unspoken messages we send with our body language, facial expressions, and tone of voice? Well, these speak volumes. Be mindful of how you're presenting yourself. Are your arms crossed? Are you making eye contact? Is your tone neutral or sarcastic? Remember, first impressions matter, and even subtle cues can impact how someone perceives you. Finally, be willing to apologize. We all mess up sometimes, right? The key is to acknowledge our mistakes, take responsibility for them, and sincerely apologize. It's not about being perfect, it's about showing humility and a willingness to learn and grow. A genuine apology can go a long way in repairing relationships and building trust. Okay, let's bring this home with a real-life example. Imagine you're having dinner with your significant other, and they mention something that triggers a past hurt or disagreement. You might feel your blood pressure rising, or the urge to defend yourself instantly. But what if instead, you practice mindful communication? Take a deep breath, actively listen to what they're saying, and try to understand their perspective without getting defensive. Then, use a statement to express your feelings calmly and honestly. For example, you could say, I hear that you're feeling frustrated about, and I want to understand better. See? No blame throwing, just open communication and a willingness to connect. So, remember these key takeaways. Active listening, thoughtful speaking, statements, mindful body language, and the power of apology. These tools can transform your interactions with friends, family, colleagues, and anyone else you come across in life. Don't just take my word for it, put them into practice. Start small, be patient with yourself, and watch as your relationships flourish. You got this. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with someone who could use a little mindful communication magic. Leave us a review enjoying the conversation on social media. I love hearing from all of you. Until next time, keep seeking that calm within.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.